We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. As always, Insider Call is brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Excuse me, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, it's been a busy day around Cleveland because we've seen a lot of interesting discussion around John Dorsey, around the team. I want to start with something a little bit different, though. I don't know if you saw on Twitter or not. Myles Garrett said he got punched by a fan while in his car while trying to give him a selfie. Have you ever seen or heard anything as crazy as that? Have you ever experienced anything close to that?
What do you mean? He said he got punched by what?
Yeah, by a fan. So a fan came up to him. He was at the car, right? He was in his car. Guy says, hey, can I take a photo? He rolls down his window to take a selfie with him, and the guy punches him in the face, and that was it.
And he ran?
I assume he ran. I don't know. We haven't got the police report yet. I assume he ran.
Yeah, that's a pretty big dude right there.
I
saw that body issue. It's not that it looked like a body that you want to punch and just stand around. That looks like a body. The way he looks, it looks like you want to punch and run. But why would someone do that? You know, and that's the kind of thing that nobody talks about. And everybody's doing stuff now, you know, like we had the licking ice creams and putting them back on camera. So everybody's trying to do stuff now to get views and likes. And I wonder if he had the camera rolling while he did that, and soon we'll see it on somebody's social media. That's ridiculous. Now, here's the crazy part. If Myles Garrett get out of that car and does anything to that guy, mm-hmm. all the heat comes down on him. Nobody says anything about the action that the guy pulled or what the guy did, and that's totally unjust and unfair.
Oh, yeah, completely shifts the conversation, and that's not fair for Myles. But from all accounts, it seems like Myles handled it better than a lot of people I know would have handled it, because he just, you know, he took it for what it was and then laughed it off. But yeah, how do you mess with a guy that big? It just doesn't make sense to me, Michael.
Man, listen, there are a lot of crazy things going on out there now, and everybody wants to be a star, and social media in their minds, listen, I see in their minds, give them a thought, oh, they can be a star. They can just do something crazy and get 5 million views, and all of a sudden, they're well known and important, and that's sad. That really is sad.
So, Michael, there's a couple quotes that I love from you, but one of them is, whenever I set my foot in the sand, I leave a footprint in greatness. And I love that because I think Baker's got that same mentality. But you also face adversity early in your career, though, because you had the injury in year two, and you were having big numbers, but you had that injury. How easy is that for your confidence to be rattled if things don't go as planned, especially if you're someone like Baker who has seen the mountaintop?
Yeah, it is. It's real. It is real. I remember coming into Dallas in 88, and I was in, there's a new sheriff in town, and I was bragging, talking about, and not bragging, I mean, I really felt that's how good I was. I was like, I'm so good at catching passes, man. I can catch a BB in the dark. Somebody turn out the light and shoot a BB gun, right? I catch a BB in the dark. Then I got to my first training camp. I dropped every damn thing they threw at me. Everything. I was like, oh, my God. Dude, I'm telling you, I went through a real tough time where I lost confidence. I totally lost confidence. And a confidence thing, guys, confidence is like money. It's great when you have it, but if you have it and you lose it, it's hard to get again because you're dealing with the pressure of losing it. Now you got to come over the depression and move yourself towards regaining the money or regaining the confidence, and it's a hard game. But I don't have any doubt that any time there's something that shakes Baker Mayfield, that he finds it and he comes back through and get around. That's why I said when Cleveland drafted him, he was the right guy for that city. And I've liked his personality all up to this point where everybody says, he's always said, if you're not with the Browns, if you're not with these orange and browns, then I don't have anything to do with you. It takes that kind of craziness to turn around a culture and organization. So I like what he's done.
Michael, he's gotten a new pairing. You know, it's Odell and Baker now. And I want to know how you would grade the first 6 weeks of this arranged marriage. Like, would you go as far as to call it a disappointment?
No, I would not. No, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a disappointment. But people get an understanding of what it takes to grow a great union in the NFL. You know, and that's why you look at what happened with Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. You say, wow, that's a shame. But that was a great union. And they've had such success. It was almost as if they had telepathy between each other. That takes time. Mm-hmm. And now you're thrown right in the middle of it, and all the focus and attention is on Odell because everybody's trying to stop Odell. So no, I wouldn't call. I would give it a C plus right now, but certainly nowhere near a failure. But a C plus means it's still growing.
I can take that. C plus is okay, considering the stats, considering everything put up, and it takes time, right? I assume that your relationship early on with Troy was a lot different than what it was years into it.
Oh, no doubt, because after we played a few years together, I promise you, I tell people this all the time, they think I'm bull. I promise you, I can be in the middle of a route, not even looking back, and it seemed like some would say, Troy's in trouble, turn and reroute. And I would turn, and he would be in trouble. I would reroute, and he would find me. He would say to me, how'd you know? I said, I just felt it, man. I just felt it. He said, well, I'm glad you're feeling. Just keep feeling. It takes time because you'll get those practices together. And also, guys, it's not like teams are allowing them to just do what they want to do. These are the main two people when teams come to town or get ready to play Cleveland that they are saying, we got to stop these guys. And that's not an easy thing to grow that kind of relationship and that kind of union and chemistry while everybody's defending you.
He's 3-time Super Bowl champion, also 5-time Pro Bowler. He is Michael Irvin here on 92.3 The Fan. I like that you brought that up, though, because point of discussion around here has been about the double teams that Odell has faced. And you know what? He has not been vocal about the frustration attached to this. He's let his buddies like Jarvis and Baker speak on that, which is something I don't think he necessarily had in New York. That's got to be better for Odell long term, right?
Right, but it also tells you his relationship with those guys. He knows it's not like he knows those guys want what's best for him. He didn't feel that way in New York, obviously. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That he didn't feel comfortable in that sense in New York. And whenever he didn't have a great game, all the media would come on. Nobody would defend him. And that's why I think this relationship works and they do great things together. Because it was first a great friendship before it became a football union. And I think that carries it a long way.
See, I'm drawn to you asking you about Odell Beckham Jr. questions because it's pretty obvious the parallels, right? All teammates say that, you know, he's great and awesome around the locker room, the same way you had in your career. You guys are both, you know, he's top three wide receiver. You were as good as anybody when you were playing in the game. Do you see any of those parallels in how people treat Odell the way they treated you?
Well, I say to people that the position, by the position, it's a different position, you know. We're asked to do two things. We're asked to stand out wide by yourself, but also make sure that you are independent out wide by yourself. But we are playing the most dependent position on the football field because we can't do anything by ourselves. So it brings about a dichotomy. I wish when you draw those comparisons, there's no doubt Odell Beckham in my mind will have a Hall of Fame career. There's no doubt I believe Odell Beckham would end up with the championship before he walks away with the game. But there's no doubt in my mind, God has blessed me, but not like he blessed Odell Beckham Jr. You see what I'm saying? I don't have that kind of physical gifts, you know, to do the things that he does. He's way more talented, way more gifted in that area than I will ever be. So I hope, and I do believe it will all work out for him because I love the kid. I know him. I love him. I get to talk with him every blue moon. He's just a phenomenal person.
You said you think he'll win a championship one day. Do you think that'll be with the Browns?
Absolutely, I think it'll be with the Browns. I don't think Cleveland's going to let him go. And I don't think they'll let him go because of what you just said. Look at the frustration that everybody has with him, but he's been a model citizen in that sense and not acting out, and that's what everybody was waiting to see happen. So, you know, he's reciprocated, and when you get a relationship and you get reciprocation, that relationship will remain a long time.
Now, Michael, you and I, we had the same take, if you will. I mean, yours was better and it was more, you know, well thought out. But after the OBJ trade, you and I, I know you didn't hear it, but I heard you saying it, that you were ready to put the Browns at the top of the AFC North. Do you still see that for them this year with the easier back half of the schedule, or has things shifted in your mind?
Well, the AFC North is still there. Mm-hmm. It's still there to be had. You know, you beat Baltimore. So that gives you the upper hand, and Baltimore right now is in the lead. So you got that. You got that game on Baltimore. Now you got some tough games. They've had tough games come up, and they get to the back half of their schedule. They win a few of these games. They get the back half of their schedule and get on a run. Absolutely, they'll still be right there in the runnings. All you're trying to do right now this year, and let's just get in the playoffs. Let's get that kind of experience. This thing is not. We're going to go from not all the way to the Super Bowl. Very few teams get to do that. There's a stepping process. Now, right now, your step should be, let me get in the playoffs, and we go from there. And I believe they got a chance to do that if they can get a great run going at the end of this season.
What kind of job do you think Freddie Kitchens has done?
That's a tough call right there. That's a tough call. But,
yeah.
but he was put in a tough situation, mm-hmm. when you think it through. That's a tough situation that he was put in. Because he's given a football team that has all this talent and then have all these expectations. And you go from being an offensive coordinator to being captain of a ship. It was like somebody said, hey, your job is just to steer. Your job is to row. But now you got a job. Your job is all of it, to make sure everybody's doing all of it well. So it's a tough call. It's his first year having to make all the decisions. And they're still in the fight. Let's give that some time, man. And don't expect the guy to go right into that and just take over. I think we all have gotten a little spoiled by watching Sean McVay and the Rams and what has happened there. But then again, turn around and look at what's happening now over at the Rams. They've had some issues.
I mean, I know I 100% agree. And, you know, everyone thinks that you can just turn over a team so fast. You got to crawl to walk to run. The developmental process of a team and learning how to win, and I think that's one big thing with this Browns team right now, learning how to win, that takes time. Right, Michael?
Absolutely, it takes time. And learning how to win consistently and learning how to win at the highest level takes time. You can win a game here. You can win a game there. That's not learning how to win. That's winning a game here and there. Learning how to win says, I'm expecting to win every time I step on this football field. And that takes time, and that takes the right kind of people. And the most important thing, one thing when we were in our early years, and I see Cleveland there, that we had a lot of talent, that's 91 and all of that. This is before we started turning over the Super Bowls. We went in the first year, we played Chicago, beat Chicago, then got stomped by Detroit. And then the next year we came back, 92, and we went all the way to the Super Bowl because it took we had to climb those steps. We had to step in the playoffs and have defeat in the playoffs and taste that nectar and say, damn it, I don't ever want to taste that again. That hurt. To get to that place and to lose that way, that hurt. Now I want to use that pain as a tailwind as I go into the next season, and when I get into the playoffs, every time adversity hits, I think about the pain of what happened last year that pushed me over adversity and pulled me towards winning a championship.
Absolutely fantastic stuff, Michael. I appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, and this was a real treat. Really, just fantastic insight.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
Thank you so much. And that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!